Tayshia Stevens. A downsized GOP presidential debate tonight.
The number of candidates on stage is shrinking, with only Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on stage at the University of Alabama. Former President Trump will again be skipping the event. This is the fourth time that the presidential hopefuls are meeting. Two more debates are planned next month ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Ron DeRockshire reporting.
A federal court in Arizona is dismissing a lawsuit claiming former President Trump should not be allowed on the state's ballot next year. The judge said the lawsuit filed by a little-known presidential candidate was dismissed because it lacked standing to bring the claim. Judges in other states have also dismissed efforts to ban the former president from the ballot. Also at SRNnews.com, university presidents testified at a House committee on their response, or lack thereof, to the anti-Semitism displayed on their campuses since the October 7th attack on Israel by terror group Hamas. Harvard University President Claudine Gay, who's been slammed for her lack of response, says colleges must be able to strike a key balance.
I have sought to confront hate while preserving free expression. This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right. The free exchange of ideas is the foundation upon which Harvard is built, and safety and well-being are the prerequisites for engagement in our community.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik highlights the rise of anti-Semitism at university campuses nationwide.
Jewish students are facing sustained attacks from students and professors who are openly propagandizing terror. And why? Merely because these Jewish students exist.
This is SRN News. Jews around the world will begin celebrating Hanukkah on Thursday.
It will be a somber occasion this year with the Hamas attack on Israel in October and the ongoing hostilities in the Holy Land. Hanukkah tells the story of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people in one of their darkest hours. And many Jews will be thinking about that as they begin lighting their candles on Thursday night. In many communities across the U.S. and other countries, large menorahs will also be lit in public places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws are spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on their books. There are a variety of these statutes. Some bar people from sharing their faith. Others keep individuals born into one faith from marrying someone of another. This is SRN News. So, do you remember all the articles you looked at this year on the internet? Wikipedia says it knows.
The Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit behind the free publicly edited online encyclopedia, says English Wikipedia has had more than 84 billion views this year. And the most popular article has been about ChatGPT. Number two this year has been the annual list of deaths, which always sees high traffic. Individual entries for notable people who died this year, such as Lisa Marie Presley and Matthew Perry, also have done well. The 2023 Cricket World Cup is in third place. The Indian Premier League is number four, while the Oppenheimer film rounds out the top five. I'm Mike Hempen.
Number of job openings hit a two-year low in October. The Labor Department reported just over 8.7 million vacancies for the month. It's a decline of more than 600,000. More details at srnnews.com.